This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, we are back. Football is back. Lions game week. We talked about the Micah Parsons injury update. If you want that, Odyssey.com rewind. Also, quick programming before we get back into college football. All of your football content needs are served by this show. Rico with the 5-star zone. All Big Ten things. Cash the ticket. All football all the time. Kickoff show on Fridays with Boomer Esiason. That'll be back Friday at 5 or 6, whenever the hell that gets released. And then the Sunday night football show, it's an extension of Cash Ticket, me and Jim Costa. We go live 7:30. Whatever platforms you kids use, it'll be there.
Couldn't go football Sunday night.
Eh, I don't know. I don't like letting this company get creative. It usually ends up bad. Just the football show. Leave it alone. So let's get it.
We talk.
Yeah, sports thing. So you had a question about college football because we had our week one takeaways, and I'm happy to do those with Michigan and Michigan State, but I think there's a bigger conversation. You had asked about, did you enjoy the football this weekend, or does football really begin Thursday night? So lay that out for everybody, please.
Yeah, Mike, I mean, because, you know, with the portal and the NIL and the lack of love for college football because it's so many extra things going on, a lot of people complained all throughout the summer. And then really, to me, week one was the beginning of college football. And after this weekend, you know, did you still care about any of that stuff? Or were you just enjoying the games? Because it was packed places all over. And you know, when I started watching, I really wasn't caring how much the quarterback or the running back was making. I was just watching the games. Did it get your love back for college football? Or for some of you, that love is gone. You've moved on, and your football begins this Thursday night, NFL, Eagles, Cowboys. That's the beginning of football.
Let me give you what I think the actual split is. It's now, this is bold. I think it's an 80-20 split. I think 80% of people, football starts Thursday night with the NFL.
Oh, I think wasn't 80, expecting that 80.
I think 80% of people don't give a damn about college. I think college is still little brother. I think college is a distant second. And as it would pertain to this marketplace, with the Lions being good, I don't even think college football's in the back seat. College football's in the trunk.
See, I think college – I'm not going to go that 80-20, Mike.
I think
when you look at – look, both stadiums filled. I think college football is still a pride thing. The Lions is just, they're the best team in football, so that's what we want to root for. But I do think that I would say it's more of a 60-40. I think college football was the beginning, and then for 40% of the people, they've given up, and it's all about the Lions. It's all about the NFL, and your season starts this Thursday night.
It does for me. Look, here's the issue I have with college football. Forget about the myriad of off-field things. The product on the field, to me, it's not any good. I mean, quarterback play is woeful. The offensive lines, it's almost like you can't just duct tape five players together and have them play offensive line. Ask anyone. You need years. Continuity.
Right.
But see, I thought the play in the red zone this weekend, it was like, it was lobotomy central. I'm like, what am I watching?
Yeah, but Mike, see, I think the same is going to be said after week one of the NFL. I mean,
how dare you?
You know, you look back to last year, and it took the Lions, what, 4 weeks before the offense finally kicked in and they started doing anything. Before that, they scored, what, 26, 17, and 20 points in those first three games. So I think the excitement leads up to, oh, this is going to be so much fun. The reality kicks in, and you realize teams don't score on every play. It's not a video game.
So let's do this. Where are you at, college football, now versus pre-COVID? Tell me where your passion for the sport lies now versus just 5-6 years ago. Because in that time frame, everything has changed, including your Detroit Lions not being cannon fodder. I think it all works together to where, look, I'm not asking you to like or not like the game. You do whatever you like, man. But I do think the NFL has only gained in popularity. And as it would say locally, Rico, we're here in the trenches every day. College versus pro. Yeah. Forget about the most popular college stuff was Michigan cheating. Phone lines full, people angry. Actual games?
Yeah, no, yeah, you're correct. Because it used to be, you just mentioned the word Michigan, and you had full phone lines. And it was like, okay, Michigan, let's talk quarterback.
You could say Michigan State, it was popular. Now, listen.
But, in all fairness, for some reason this summer you mentioned Detroit Lions, and it was like, I don't want to talk about it.
Well, that's because the fans are acting like bitches. They're all just sensitive about how it all ended last year, and they're afraid to be hurt again. We know what's going on with that. But now it's game week. It's time to go. Now, as far as takeaways, if you guys want to attack these, go ahead. I think they're as fair gets. First of all, you know I'm not going to have any bold declarations when you play Western Michigan or New Mexico. Sorry. For State, it's simple. I hated just about anything that happened after the first half. Jonathan Smith and that staff have not outscored an opponent in the second half of a game since Prairie View last year. And it's uninspiring. It's not good enough. So I have said this weekend is simple. Win Saturday against Boston College or pack up.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Because ultimately, if this team is going to have any trajectory, you got to win your home games. Because you're going to go at USC and going to go at Nebraska. And frankly, if you lose to BC, it means you didn't play well. So it's a referendum on Jonathan Smith. If you don't like that and you'd like to argue, I'm here. For Michigan, everyone wants to talk Bryce Underwood. I understand why. But I don't have a lot to tell you after New Mexico. I love the throw on third and 14. I love the throw out of the end zone where he showed some touch to the tight end. And he didn't make any egregious mistakes. You were also playing a Pee Wee team. So here's where I'm at with Michigan coming up. It's the opposite of Michigan State, where I think it's referendum. I think for Michigan, it's nothing to lose, everything to gain. Because I will not make fun of Bryce Underwood if he plays poorly. He is in a very difficult spot going to Norman. He plays well.
Right.
It's to the moon, Alice.
So question then. So because Bryce Underwood is a freshman, no referendum games for Michigan this year?
No, I think later in the year there are referendums. I don't feel like...
I don't think they got a tough game until after that.
But that, listen, I think you have tough games when you go on the road in the conference. Like that Nebraska game, that's a tough environment, but he's got this litmus test first. They're going to play in East Lansing. They'll take on the Buckeyes. I just feel like after game five or six, you're not really a freshman anymore. You've taken 300 snaps. Right? 400. At a certain point, you just are what you are, and it's time to play.
Right.
But I'm not going to knock the kid if they don't play well this weekend, because I think this is a, but if he plays really good, oh no, that's different. It's Flowers. So look, those are my takeaways. I'm not telling you I'm changing the world with them, but I laugh when people are sitting there and they're just like chafing their beanbag over beating New Mexico or Western. It's like, guys, what planet are we on? This isn't Clemson, LSU. This isn't Ohio State, Texas, Miami, Notre Dame. Those are litmus tests.
No, I get it. Now, see, I'm a little bit different, Mike. If he goes out there against Oklahoma and four touchdowns, 300 yards, he lights it up, I'm going to sit there and say, you know what? This guy really is him. But on the flip side, you don't get to go out there and throw four picks and throw for 115 yards. I'm going to say maybe the moment's too big and you looked a lot more like Arch than you did last week.
Okay, that's very fair. I'm just saying I'm not going to do the neener stuff. Anyone who thinks he's just going to throw for 4,000 yards and go undefeated and win it all, I don't have anything to say to those people. They're not real people. Right. Those are like ChatGPT creations. David, anything you'd like to add? Your week one takeaway?
Well, my week one takeaway is he looked like a freshman. I was very impressed with the drive he had before halftime. After New Mexico scores and you go down there, settle your offense, and you tell the team, let's go do this. And they went and scored a touchdown. That stops the bleeding from New Mexico. That was the most impressive thing I saw from him. Everything else was exactly what it needed to be. He's going to overthrow some passes. He's going to look weird on some passes there. It just is what it is. He's a freshman. I liked what I saw. Overall, we'll see more. I hope to see more from him against Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's just we live in an instant gratification society. That's all, and you can't fix it. But I just want to see the development in the long term. And this weekend, look, the 10-2 upside is there. We talked about it. But Oklahoma was a loss, and Ohio State's probably a loss. Ooh, we don't lose to the... Okay, cool story. The point is, overall, I don't think there's as much on the line for them this weekend as there is for Jonathan Smith at State. Jonathan Smith's got to win this fan base over. I mean, Spartan fans get so angry at me. Too bad. I mean, I don't know where the standards went. I don't know where accountability went. Like, this idea that you can go lose a home game on a Saturday night in prime time to Boston College and tell me that things are headed in the right direction, no. Blow it out your ass.
No.
Because the next two of the next 3 weeks, where are you going to be, Rico? You're at USC. You're at Nebraska. I don't want to hear it. Yeah. If they have any trajectory beyond going to the condom with a hole in it bowl, then you win this game Saturday.
Well, I'm looking at, can you just give me 60 minutes of football?
No.
Not 35. But 60 minutes. I'm not asking.
Hasn't
for too
outscored
much.
An opponent in the second half even, in a year.
Not even Iowa?
In a year.
Huh. Right, but it's just like, okay, first half. Because I hearken back to last year when we were doing the prop bet casino, and I'm like, okay, Michigan State over under 6.5 points in the second half. I'm thinking, okay, those days are over. No, those days are back. I got a feeling that's going to be in the prop bet this Friday. Can you score more than a touchdown in the second half? And that shouldn't even be a question. You should have been rolling up the score. You should have had your second and third team in there. And fans should have left Spartan Stadium feeling good instead of doubt, instead of, I don't know if I want. I mean, I know people were like, yeah, I don't even know if I want to go to this game. I'd rather just give my tickets away. That's Jonathan Smith. That's what he's done to this fan base.
Yeah, and look, it's a referendum. It's year two now for coaches is minimum year three or four in the old days. So I don't want to hear it. Oh, Mark D'Antonio lost to CMU in his third year. That was 20 years ago, you bleep hole.
And for those people who say, well, what do you want? He won the game. They won by 17, the same amount as Michigan.
It was garbage. It was garbage. Garbage.
They won, but it was how they won.
You made number 11 look like Micah Parsons.
Well, it looked like you took a knee for the second half.
All right, good talk. Sorry, I'm over time. I'm getting emotional.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/home run. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.